855-450-FREE. It's a SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website as well. Should you like to, you may get interactive there, or you can just go and look at it. But we'd prefer if you interact with it, because that's what it was built for. It was built for you to create the content and or vote on the content that exists there, because it's essentially a social media kind of aggregation site in which you post things that you find online as show prep items, and then other listeners can vote them up or down, and the most voted up make it to the front page of the site. Thereby, more people get to see them, including the hosts of the show, more likely to talk about it if they show up on our front page. At freetalklive.com, here tonight, it's Ian, by the way.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right, so we're there's a lot in the news here, of course. We'll talk to you about whatever you want. But, Mark, you had a story about a cop who hit somebody with a car, a young man, I guess, and then his mom, apparently, is now facing some sort of restitution? What's going on?
Yeah, it's a really weird article. It's out of the New York Daily News, and it's a situation where a barista, I guess this person makes coffee, right? A 27-year-old coffee barista died in April after being struck by an NYPD squad car that began chasing him as he swiped paver stones in the pre-dawn light at his Brooklyn housing project. So I guess he was taking some paver stones. Maybe he was going to resell them. I don't know what his plan was exactly. But I guess his name was Tamon Robinson. And but now his mom's being chased anew, hounded by a collection agency hired by the city with a cruel demand. The city has ordered her to pay, he's a 27-year-old, by the way, $710, the cost of repairing the police car that killed her boy. "We're still grieving, and this is like a slap in the face," said Robinson's mom,
wow,
Laverne Dobinson,
that is
45.
Crazy. And where was this again?
New York City.
Okay.
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
So they want my son to pay for damage to a vehicle that killed him. It's crazy. The blood money letter, dated September the 27th and mailed to her son, seeks $710 for property damage to a vehicle owned,
wow,
by the New York Police Department. It also threatened to slap the family with a lawsuit if the claim isn't paid.
So let me see if I've got this straight. They rammed a guy to death because he stole some brick pavers?
I don't know what exactly happened. Anything could happen while someone was but in the early morning,
they're not claiming he like pulled a gun or tried to kill the cops, right?
Robinson was fleeing after being caught red-handed stealing the decorative stones from the grounds of the Bayview houses in Carnesse.
How many pavers do you think he could possibly steal at once? Unless if he didn't have a wheelbarrow or something like that with him.
Two?
Four?
Yeah.
Six?
How many cents per paver are we talking about here? Like,
oh,
for a really fancy one?
Those things are probably pretty expensive. I'd say
so?
A couple of bucks a piece.
Ooh. That's worth killing a man.
Well,
right there.
Apparently,
gotta put a stop to this.
He ran toward the building but was struck by the vehicle. That's the only explanation there. Mm. He was struck by the vehicle. As if the vehicle, this is the Rush,
the vehicle
the Rush Limbaugh stuff where they're always talking about the SUV. In this case, it's a vehicle, but it was driven by Officer Volkan, whatever his name is here. Robinson slipped into a coma and never regained consciousness during dying 6 days later of blunt impact to his head from head injuries. The city medical examiner ruled his death an accident, and that was, I guess, the incident remains under investigation. The NYPD's Internal Affairs Bureau is also probing allegations from witnesses that Robinson was deliberately mowed down, and so photos of taken of the squad car show a large indentation in the front left-hand side of the vehicle.
Even if it was an accident, if I accidentally ran over a cop and killed it, I would have to pay for that dearly.
It's going to be a bad day for you. Yeah, it's certainly it's a different. It's always a different story. You know, the police officer's story is always the one that's believed before anybody else's. There's no.
Well, luckily, this was New York City where there were somebody.
When
you know,
something
there were
happens
some other people
to
around.
You, you're a suspect. When something happens to the cop, they're a victim.
But even if you believe their story, like it was an accident, he didn't mow him down. Like, let's just take that side. They still shouldn't make them pay for damages. That seems
wrong.
That's
outrageous.
Even if you accidentally hurt somebody, you're still responsible. It may have not been intentional, but you still have to make good on that.
So I think you're responsible to some extent in whatever the cost it is to bring you to justice. So if this person lived, and they didn't, and I think that, you know, in this case, They're dead. The city's out the money. But I'm thinking in sort of a more free market world,
yeah,
where somebody gets injured, you know, dents my car with their head and lives while I'm trying to chase them down for property they've stolen from me, and I wasn't intentionally trying to mow them down. Aren't they responsible for the damage to my car?
I think that you can make an argument for that. And I think that, like, for instance, so let's say you owe somebody some money, you go on the lam, and that person has to hire a bounty hunter in order to get you back. You're going to have to pay for the bounty hunter. I mean, if you owe that person X, but because you increased the cost of collection beyond that point, you owe them X plus whatever the increased costs were. So that makes sense.
But you would, in order to get those payments for the damages, you would have to prove that he was A, stealing the property, and B, that you didn't run him down. Like, all of that would have to be investigated.
Well, plus, if the bounty hunter uses excessive force, then he could become liable. So if it was a total accident that the car was damaged, maybe you'd have a case. But if it was something to where, you know, the dude just ran him down because he could, because
he's
a cop.
We're never going to know that. Right. And, you know, that's the circumstance here is there's, you know, two people were involved in this and one of them is living.
Yeah.
And so the only story you've got is the story from the living person. If there's a dash cam in this police car, then maybe we could talk about the dash cam. I don't know. I think that every police car should be equipped with a dash cam and every police officer should have a badge cam. And I think that if their cameras aren't working, that they should get a suspension, and that those suspensions should be without pay and should increase every incident that occurs. Every time a police officer is supposed to have had something on, and I don't care whether something happened or not, every time they're caught without their badge on and without their badge cam on and without their car cam on, these things should also be broadcast and put on the internet. Now, that would be the kind of accountability that I would like to see from my civil servants. The suggestion
sure.
being that these are really my civil servants and that I have any control over that. And I don't think, it's my firm belief that police departments around the country do not want to serve the public to this level. That they would feel that they are exposing themselves to further kind of, you know, liability by having their police officers, you know, on camera all the time.
Yeah, they sure
are. And what
I
think that suggests is that their police officers are a liability.
And they know it. If other people were to find that out or be able to be, you know, show them that footage.
But I do think that in this case, if the story of the police officer can be believed, that individual is responsible for paying. Now, what it doesn't sound like his estate is going to be very large, and I don't think the family should be responsible for paying for it, but
I think it's clearly excessive force. I mean, there's no reason whatsoever to be chasing down somebody stealing a couple brick pavers with, I mean, Mark, you would absolutely agree that car chases, as far as the police are concerned, are something that's a terrible idea because it endangers the people around. So regardless of what happened to the criminal in this particular case, who knows who else might have gotten hit by this fool cop?
One of the reasons I think car chases are not necessary is they make you pay all this money to register your vehicle so that you have these numbers on the back of it, and they can record those numbers, find out whose car it is, and then do some investigative work after that. If it's just some kid in a housing project at 5 a.m. running off with some pavers, you have no way to identify who that is.
It doesn't matter.
And the cop is never going to catch the kid.
It does. Look, the cops need to work out then because they're too damn fat if they can't catch somebody.
Sorry. That's just not
No, happen. It's not okay to run somebody down.
I'm not suggesting it's okay to run anybody down, Ian. I'm suggesting that if you are in a vehicle that can go faster than a person on foot, that perhaps you would want to chase that person in the vehicle rather than getting out and trying to chase them on
foot.
You
can't chase that person down an alleyway. You can't chase that person
Apparently,
through a park.
Apparently, the cop did manage to catch the individual.
Dead.
I'm just saying.
I get what you're saying, and I'm telling you that using any kind of excessive force to bring someone to justice is unjust and unnecessary.
I agree with that. However, I think that using a vehicle in order to catch up with somebody is not unnecessary.
855-450-FREE. Clearly, he wasn't looking to catch up with him. 1-855-450-3733, and I highly doubt this person turned around and ran straight into his car.
Seems unlikely.
So we're going to continue. Of course, you can take your you can dial in, bring up anything you want. We'll take your calls about that. Also, speaking of cops, looks like the Detroit police chief's in some pretty hot water. We'll explain over what has to do with sex. It's Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe.
In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. us new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, Naughty Naughty Police Chief from Detroit. We'll tell you what he's been up to. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number with you in the studio. It's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Toll-free 1-855-450-3733. That number brought to you by SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. And if you have a business, you know that accounts receivable, no fun to handle. So you can turn it over to SACL CAI. They'll respect you and your customers. They'll treat them in ways that you're going to be happy with. They record every call so that you can always go back and check to see if there's any kind of problems. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, so let's continue here. We'll talk about Detroit here in a moment. Carla is on the line calling from New Hampshire. Carla, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Hey. I hope the line's not too bad. I'm actually sitting in my car. I stepped out of the movie just to come say hi.
What? You left a movie to come talk to us? What is going on?
Did I? Well, I should say, first of all, I have seen it once before. I flew down to D.C. last week to go see the premiere of Atlas Shrugged 2.
Whoa. Was... You flew to D.C. to watch a movie premiere? I mean, you must be really into this movie.
You know, I'm not, and I'm actually not a Randian, but I just thought it was kind of cool. Someone invited me. When people ask me to do something, I generally do it. And
well, that's not something you should say on the air here at Free Talk Live, I can tell you that.
They were all fancy pants, and they were like, you got to fly out and come, you know, hang out with the big wigs. And we went down, and we have a lot of the board members from the Free State Project actually live in Maryland. And so we had a great little contingent there, and we did the schmoozing and the talking and the whining and the dining.
So you kind of saw it as like a Free State Project outreach event?
Yeah, you know, and so tonight's one is sort of a, I would say it's like a New Hampshire outreach. We had the Speaker of the House, Bill O'Brien, just did a little speechifying. Folks from the NHLA, I did a little talking, and we have about 250 people here.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I'm sad you guys couldn't make it. I know you have to work.
I have to say, the movie, the first one I saw the trailer for, it was boring. It didn't really look that good. I mean, is this any good?
This one is 100 times better than the first one.
Huh.
Now, personally, like, I'm not a Randian, and I'm not sure
me
we
neither.
Want to talk way more objectivists, but this one is pretty good, and what makes it good is it just, you know, so it's the middle one of the trilogy.
So this is Atlas Shrugged, part two of three?
Yes, part two of three. And they spent a lot more money, so it's better. They actually recast everyone. So
what?
Everyone's like a little more mature and, in my opinion, believable.
Huh.
And I almost get the sense, although I have no way to confirm this, that they got people who kind of believe the message. So, like, from Penn and Teller, Teller's in it. And
really?
He actually talks.
Oh, that's
so,
fun.
The silent one, whichever one never talks
Teller.
Is in it.
That's Teller, yeah. That's
Teller fun. Doesn't generally tell.
It's pretty special to get to see Teller speak. That's great.
Yeah, you know, and the actors all seem pretty solid, and they have some special effects, and there's a, you know, plane chase, and it's the second one, I have to say, it's pretty tight. Like, they hired some people, they doubled their budget, they went from $10 million to $20 million,
They must have made money then on the first one then, right? Like, you don't go and make a second, you don't make a sequel to a film unless you actually make a profit on the first one.
Yes, or, you know, you're Randian and it's all weird. I don't know. Like, I mean, there's a lot of people throw a lot of money at it, but
yeah, I think that that's...
I think the good, to sort of good results in this case.
Now, isn't this...
I heard they didn't make much money on the first one, but that people are, you know, that folks are so sort of zealous about it that they made sure they got the money for the second and third.
Yeah, you know, and I think that what I'm sort of excited about is that, you know, there are a bunch of, I didn't know this actually, but one of the both investors and producers on the movie is a mover to New Hampshire with the Free State Project.
Oh, okay.
And he's been out here since 2009, and he's the executive director of the Atlas Shrugged Society. And he, you know, I was like, you're a Free Stater. And that was a bit of an eye-opener for me. So, you know, you never know where we are.
Well, and I think this would make for an interesting, like, outreach event for people that are elsewhere, because I presume this movie is going to premiere in other places. There are going to be other, you know, locations where people can go and see this.
Either that or Obama.
Around the country. And so those would be ideal locations for folks to go and do outreach to the people that are going to watch that movie. As far as, you know, if there are Free State Project participants in that area, that would be a good, you know, kind of prospecting ground for recruiting some new people to come on up here. But this is an incredibly popular book, by the way. I mean, Atlas Shrugged, according to Wikipedia, sold 445,000 copies in 2011, the second strongest sales year in the novel's history.
Oh, it's crazy. I read it way back in college, and I have to say, like, I almost feel embarrassed that I have to go reread it. You know, it's a little pedantic, it's a little polemic. But, you know, she has some good ideas, and I think anyone who can philosophically at least explain the ideas of individualism as something I'm willing to listen to. And I heard actually maybe like a year ago on NPR of all places that it's the best-selling book in India, which, you know, has the second largest population in the world. And I was just fascinated by that because, you know, I think so many, you know, in some ways, like so many of the new world or what we would consider the third world are excited about the ideas of free markets and capitalism and all the stuff that we've sort of lost sight of. Maybe a little. And in this version of the movie, I mean, it's almost uncanny and quite frankly, a little creepy how close it is to where we are right now in America.
Well, I appreciate you calling and sharing that tonight, Carla. And I guess folks can just look up Atlas Shrugged Part 2 if they want to take a look at it online. Maybe you'll get a trailer.
Sure. And, you know, if they want to get in touch with people, we are doing outreach all over the country. People can find it on Facebook. I think there's an Atlas Shrugged Outreach group or something, or just find the Free State Project on Facebook, and we can hook them up with pamphlets, and let's go out and multiply.
Cool. Carla, thanks for the call. Carla, by the way, the president of the Free State Project. And she does a great job, by the way. Really a nice lady, and she's traveling all over the place and speaking at various different liberty conventions. She was at the Ron Paul rally thing that they had before the Republican National Convention that went down a few weeks ago, and doing a great job. And I don't have I was looking here on the Wikipedia page about Atlas Shrugged. I don't see it, but I could swear I've heard it's like one of the top selling books in the world, like right after the Book of Mao or whatever.
I heard it was the Bible. I mean, like it's the Bible. Then Atlas Shrugged.
Okay.
It's interesting. Have you read it?
I've read part of it.
I found it to be so boring I could not continue.
I got to say that's what my experience was too.
It's too. It didn't look interesting to me.
I tried then to listen to it on an audiobook and then found it too boring to finish.
There was actually a copy of that book in this house when we moved in.
That's right.
So I tried to read it, and I couldn't get into it at all.
I've never even tried. It's just it looked too long.
Yeah.
Wasn't interested. And besides, I find the cult of personality that surrounds Ayn Rand to be creepy. And I'm not interested in that either. 855-450-FREE.
Reading the book doesn't really have anything to do with that.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, but I don't want to support that. You know what I mean? I don't want to support that kind of the culty aspect. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free and bring us anything that you want, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We've got our webcam. You can go watch, listen, and interact. Because there on the cam page, you'll find our chat room. It's right there built in the same page, cam.freetalklive.com. And it's all free for you. That's cam.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Still to come, the naughty, naughty Detroit police chief will let you know what he's been up to because he has resigned. Why? Well, you'll find out. And probably Moses in Michigan might have already heard that story, but you're actually calling from the Benton Harbor area listening to WSJM. Moses, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I was just hearing a lot about hyperinflation, and I was just wondering if you really think it's going to happen in our lifetime.
I am not somebody who will predict any kind of financial trend or anything that might happen in finances in the future. I'm not going to go out on that limb.
Yeah, but at the same time, what's going on currently with the dollar is something that's unprecedented. And that's the thing that I'll say. I'll say that I think that it's probably a good idea for you and your family to be ready for some kind of disaster, whether that disaster is weather-oriented or government-oriented, because currently it's really unprecedented to have a world reserve currency that's not backed by anything, and that's what's happening with the U.S. dollar. It is a fiat currency, unbacked by anything, and it is that world reserve currency is being inflated at a breakneck speed. There's just so many of them being introduced. The QE3. Which is a $40 billion worth of new money being printed by the Federal Reserve in order to buy distressed assets from banks, is going on right now and will go on into the future as far as anyone knows. This is an incredible amount of dollar bills being dumped into the marketplace. And we have no way to look into history and say, this is what happens when you do that. But we do know what happens when governments inflate their currency is generally it's a bad thing. So I wouldn't know if it's our lifetime, but I would think so.
What I will say is that
anyone we elect in our office will change anything, really?
No, not to federal government's level. I mean, the only way out of this financial crisis is to get out of the federal government, in my opinion, because they're just going to keep printing money until it comes to an end. And then who knows what kind of cards they might have up their sleeves to kind of keep the ball rolling. But, you know, whether or not hyperinflation hits in our lifetime, we do know that we have inflation. And that's something that you can count on. Like, that's happening now. The government's going to tell you it's at a certain level, and the reality of it is that it's higher than the government's calculations. Because, Mark, don't they not include things like food in the inflation estimates?
Right. They use the Consumer Price Index, which is they don't have food, fuel, or housing right. figured into it. Now, I don't know about you, but I spend the vast majority of my monthly income on food, fuel, and housing, or I did before right. before I had an electric car, but, you know, still a utility.
Okay. All right, thanks.
So, hey, Moses, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. So, in regards to the discussion, so inflation is happening, and there are things you can do about it. So the solution is not to find some politicians going to promise to change things, because, first of all, none of them were promising that. Maybe Ron Paul, you know, audit the Fed, possibly shut down the Fed. Ron Paul might have possibly have been able to make something happen, but that's not an option. So all the rest of these cats are not interested in any kind of accountability for the Federal Reserve, for the federal government. They want to keep printing money. The printing press is one of the reasons why the government is so powerful, is because they can just print out their budget. If you don't pay taxes, it doesn't matter to them, ultimately. I mean, they like to go after people every now and then to kind of hold them up like Wesley Snipes, like, see what we can do, we're in charge. But ultimately, they don't care. Because as long as you keep using their money, they've got you right where they want you. And that is, you and the rest of us that use their Federal Reserve notes are essentially just, we're just people that work for them. And even if you don't pay taxes, you're still working for them, because as long as you're using their dollars, they can steal value from it. Every time they print more money or increase the digits in a computer, in, you know, kind of digital inflation, every time they add more money to the system, it takes money, it takes value from the money that you have. So you're being taxed whether you want to be or not, whether you are aware of it or not. Inflation is a constant tax, and it's a deadly one, because it hurts your standard of living. Your standard of living goes down while the fat cats who are at the top of the corporations that are tied in with the government and the government agents themselves are the ones who directly benefit from the inflation process. So really the ultimate question is not whether or not hyperinflation is going to happen, but what are you going to do to protect yourself from inflation that is happening? Because if you don't do anything, then your standard of living is just going to get eaten away and eaten away and eaten away, and just like everybody is. So what do you do about that?
Well, you need basically hard assets of some sort or another. You know, I mean, we talk about the Bitcoin on the show, and that seems to be, that is a currency that has value. Gold and silver, that's something. You know, other people would advocate getting a, you know, fixed rate loan on your mortgage and buying things. Mm. I mean, you know, the fact is things are real value.
Well, like a tool for a business, for instance, would be a good thing to have. So like some sort of an industrial product, or for, you know, our business.
Something that lasts.
Yeah, something that's, well, usually a good industrial product is going to last you. But something that you can use to make more money in the future, right? So if you get good tools for your business, that should, in theory, help you be more productive and be able to successfully serve your customers, because people are still going to want products and services even in an inflationary kind of a situation.
I wouldn't suggest that thing that you take a mortgage out on your house to get should be a flat screen TV. I think that should be something that you. But
that's why I said tools for your business, right? Because you can make money off of that.
I just want to make it clear right. that what I'm saying, you know, what I think is the case. But you know, whatever it is, you know, the fact is the dollar itself is devaluing. If you go to shadowstats.com, they say that it's about 8 to 10% every year is real inflation. And I don't know. It's been a little while since I did grocery shopping myself, but I know the loaves of bread now are significantly more than they were when I was shopping. I used to think of a loaf of bread, $1.25.
Like $3 now.
Yeah.
Well, the soda machines, and I don't buy soda, so this isn't something I notice, but every once in a while I'll, like, look at the price on a soda machine.
$1.25.
And it's, I mean, a can is $1.25, and you used to be able to get those for a quarter when I was a kid.
Right. 50
wasn't
cents
even when I was a kid.
Yeah.
10 years ago, Walmart would have the quarter machine out front.
And, I took a trip around the United States in 1998, and gasoline in Union, South Carolina was 87 cents a gallon.
That was
15 years ago.
96 cents when I started driving, which was 12 years ago.
So it is, I mean, it's just
and
going
what
up.
And did it just hit? Didn't it just peak over the weekend in California at a record?
$5.
It was close to $6.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and they don't include that in the official inflation numbers.
No.
So when they say that inflation's at, well, I don't know, what, 3% or whatever they want to claim, it's probably like 13%.
But they say unemployment is 8%, but the amount of people working is like 61%.
So because they don't count people who aren't looking for a job, right?
Somehow or another, you know, they don't have 39% of the population. They 31% of the population is simply uncounted.
Well, there's old people, and then there's people who aren't old enough to work, right? So those people are a factor in there, but they aren't counted.
Those are working age adults.
Okay. Is it true, though, that they're not counting the people who aren't supposedly looking for work?
That is absolutely true. They do not count the people that they consider to not have been looking for work, whatever that means to them.
So if you're on welfare or if you've just given up and trying to find work, you're not counted in those statistics.
That's correct.
So you can't trust the government to be honest with you about any of these economic factors.
No, because they're rated themselves by these factors, so therefore they're going to pencil whip the factors.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust them when it comes to any of their numbers.
Julia, you've got some Bitcoin. What about gold or silver?
I am not an expert in any way on this financial stuff at all. I do have Bitcoins. I'm fond of the Bitcoins.
Easy.
They're really easy. So I buy Bitcoins kind of frequently now, actually.
Johnny Ray does 10% of every paycheck.
That's funny because I'm doing something similar.
Yeah, I think that's a real smart plan, personally.
I wouldn't put all my eggs in any one particular basket.
No, I wouldn't either. But, you know, 10% of any paycheck into something besides Federal Reserve notes, whether it's silver or it's Bitcoin or both, 5% in one, 5% in the other, that's going to diversify you a little bit. And that's not putting eggs in a basket. That's getting your eggs out of the dollar basket.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your LifeStraw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we have there waiting for you. Again, freetalklive.com. And one of the things we can do there is you can send us, if you have them, Bitcoins. And you can do that through bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's our Bitcoin tip jar, and it's Bitcoin, so it makes it easy. If you've got Bitcoins, you just drop the address in, put in the amount that you want to send in, and problem solved. But, Julia, you said that you have been taken to purchasing Bitcoins recently.
Right.
What is it that you like about them?
Well, I guess what I like about them, I don't know much about silver and gold. I'm terrible at the financial stuff. I just, that doesn't really particularly interest me. But I have been paying attention to Bitcoins for a couple years now, and the value just continually goes up. So I like that about it.
You can't count on that.
It's not always true.
I know.
It has gone up to 30, and it has not ever gotten back that high. And
it
has,
but it also hasn't gotten back as low as what they started out at.
That's true. It hasn't gone down below
$2, right?
And it's started out at zero.
She started paying attention after the crash is what it sounds like.
Yes.
I mean, like I said, I'm not an expert at all. I'm partial to Bitcoins because I think that they're easy to get.
And BitInstant.com makes it easy. I mean, you can go down to something like a million locations all across the world, 30 different countries now. They've expanded from 3 countries to 30. There are a bunch of places where you can go. You can go to Bank of America, deposit there, a couple other banks, I believe. There's also CVS, Walmart, MoneyGram locations, anywhere with a red MoneyGram phone. You can go there and do your Bitcoin transaction. You can turn cash into Bitcoins using BitInstant.com, and it's just so easy. Once again, BitInstant.com. Now, if you don't know about Bitcoins, go to WeUseCoins.org and learn more.
They're pretty complicated. I mean, I have a basic understanding for how they work, but, I mean, I've watched a ton of videos and read a lot of stuff, and it's not that easy to grasp right away.
There's a learning curve, for sure.
Well,
sure.
I don't think you need to know everything about the creation of Federal Reserve notes in order to be able to spend money. In the same way, you don't need to understand cryptography at the level that bitcoins are out there in order to use bitcoins.
Let's go to the phones. Brian's on the line, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just going to bring up last night. Mark and Stephanie talking about the first sale doctrine copyright law.
Yeah.
The Kurt Sang versus John Wiley and Sons.
That's right.
And I just thought it needed to be brought up again just because that's a pretty scary idea of what could happen.
What are we talking about here?
This is a situation where, and we've talked about it in the past on the air, Ian, where a college student back in 1997 found that he could get brand new textbooks that he was paying hundreds of dollars for relatively cheaply in his home land of Thailand. So he'd have his parents send them over, and he would sell them to his friends, and it became like a multi-million dollar, a million-dollar business on eBay. in 1997 selling these textbooks, and basically the textbook manufacturer's like, you can't do that, it's copyright infringement.
But it was their textbook.
It was their textbook, brand new, not infringed in any way, it's just they sell them at different prices in different countries.
Uh-huh.
So he was just buying them, moving them across borders and selling them in the same way.
And they said that was a violation of copyright?
That was a violation of copyright. Absolutely. And then there's different courts have said different things about it along the way. And now it's going to the Supreme Court.
Oh,
and it
wow.
should be a very interesting case because it really could change. Basically, it says that anything that was bought abroad now has to, you know, the owner would have to be paid in some way. So, you know, what do you do about the Michelangelo that you've got, you know, or whatever painting you have from a foreign country, you know, or
anything,
there's all kinds of things.
Okay, so something I'm confused about. You're saying anything that's bought abroad, the owner would have to be paid. Would not the owner have been paid because it was bought abroad?
I'm sorry, not the owner. The owner of the intellectual property that is that thing.
Wouldn't they have had to have been paid in order for it to be sold in Thailand in the first place?
Apparently not.
Interesting.
So, I mean, some courts have said that this was a violation of this company. This what was the name of the publisher?
It was John Wiley & Sons.
Wiley & Sons. The publisher was somehow having its IP violated by this guy buying them in Thailand, buying the books in Thailand and selling them in the United States at a profit.
So, Brian, what did you want to add to the discussion?
Well, the part that really scared me, because I listen to you guys pretty much every day, and nice. I decided to look it up. It was on MarketWatch, and it said that he basically just purchased them, just like if you were to purchase anything else, and he resold them, but they were upset at the fact that he was making a profit off of them. So what he did was the lower court has said, the lower court and the appellate court, both the second circuit court, have both said that anything manufactured overseas is not subject to the first sale principle, only American-made products or, quote, copies manufactured domestically. That basically means that anything made overseas, you would technically have to, if the Supreme Court doesn't overrule it, you would technically have to, like I say, you had a used iPod, iPad, basically anything electronic, because dang near everything's made overseas now. If you didn't contact them and said, hey, I want to sell it to my buddy down the street, what do you want me to give you? And they technically get a cut out of it, and that's insane.
It's insane.
Even on used?
That's exactly what we're talking about.
I must have missed that point. I thought he was buying brand new textbooks.
He was buying brand new textbooks. When he bought them, they became used, Ian.
That's like saying that somebody that's reselling any product is using the products that you know, they're reselling.
That's what he was. He paid
exactly.
the company. He bought them retail. So it, look,
yeah,
look. If I
everything like a song or a movie or
if
a,
I go,
anything else,
you know, you hear over in Russia that they'll pay $100 for a pair of blue jeans. I don't know if it's true. Please don't get in the export business based on what I'm saying. But if I go to Walmart and I'm going to Russia and I buy 10 pairs of jeans and I take them over there, are they used or new?
If they're unworn, then they're brand new.
Okay, fine. Then that's great. Now you agree with the court.
Okay.
I mean, it's just, it's nuts. I mean, the fact is, I bought them at a retail location. I paid whatever taxes.
Wait, I thought the court ruled in the right direction.
The courts ruled in several different directions.
No, the lower and appellate court both ruled against people, saying that only if you buy domestic products does the right of first resale apply. In other words, if I bought, I don't know, something made in the U.S., which I don't even know of anything made in the U.S. these days. But if anything was made in the U.S., I could resell it to people, and it just doesn't apply. I can sell it, and I don't have to pay anybody. But if
I misunderstood what you were saying. I thought you were saying the reverse. So you're saying that you can resell things you buy retail in the U.S., but you can't resell things you buy retail from somewhere else?
Anything manufactured somewhere else. It could be sold here, but if it was manufactured overseas, then it doesn't count.
So, like, for instance, I just bought a bunch of two-way radios for some of the activists around here. I bought 10 two-way radios from Hong Kong.
If they're made in China, you'd have to pay for it.
I would have to pay only if it was an American product, though, right?
If it was made here.
I'm sorry.
Okay, stop talking for a second. I'm going to try to talk to Ian.
I'm
just
so
sticking
sorry.
With me. Yes. The answer is yes. You bought them from Hong Kong. You owe the manufacturer, whomever it is that has the intellectual property on those things.
If they're an American.
No. Anybody, anywhere. You owe them.
If I resell it.
If you resell it.
Yes.
Any used item. Okay, just figure it this way, because almost nothing's made in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Any used item manufactured anywhere in the world that doesn't say USA on it, you now owe whoever has the intellectual property on that item.
Wow, that's crazy.
Not yet, but this is what it will be if the Supreme Court rules on that.
Wow. All right, all right.
It's crazy.
I follow that now. Brian, anything else you want to share on this?
No, I mean, I just had to bring it back up again because, I mean, that was such a giant story. I just wanted to make sure more people heard about it because that's everything. I mean, I was reading in that article, it says that 40% of cars, like if you buy a car here, 40% of it's pretty much made somewhere else. You can't resell your car now without having to look up each individual, say a part was made in Brazil and a part was made in China and a part was made
it's
in
It's impossible to enforce this. I mean, they're going to only be able to select. They're only going to be able to selectively enforce this. They're only going to be able to selectively enforce this on people that are, you know, like this guy. He made millions of dollars, so all of a sudden now he's a target. But if you're just buying things and selling them on eBay, it seems very unlikely that they're going to find out and or take the time and money to enforce it.
I don't see how they're going to enforce. I don't see how they're going to rule.
Well, they're
in
not going to enforce it. I wouldn't think on the average person, but eBay and Craigslist are both concerned that they could crack down on them in particular. So
that's
if they
true.
Shut down eBay and Craigslist.
That's a good point.
Gary.
Brian, thanks for sharing that tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I guess y'all discussed that in detail on Sunday night show, right?
Yep, and it's been all over the news.
Which you can go grab over at freetalklive.com. Is the court now hearing the case, like, as we speak?
Docket is, I understand.
Gotcha. All right, well, as I'm sure when we hear more, we'll talk about it further. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, Detroit Police Chief, he is in big trouble. Let's play. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Are you a liberty activist or enthusiast looking to meet others like you? Do you want to advance capitalism, peace, and freedom, but aren't sure how? I'm Amanda Mill, Executive Director of Liberty on the Rock, encouraging supporters of a free society to host happy hours. Activism and education doesn't need to be boring, and you can find free market friends. So start a Liberty on the Rocks network near you and begin connecting and informing libertarian thinkers over drinks. Visit www.libertyontherocks.org.
Many are suffering financially. Even the U.S. government's having credit problems. How about you? Having bad credit affects you in many ways. Work opportunities, purchasing or refinancing a home, buying a car, or opening a bank account. Learn how to restore your credit for free. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free credit restoration guide. Learn how to recover financially. Call 1-800-819-6545. The guides are free as long as they last. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.